Because I don't want people to think I'm a bad parent, I'm not going to do what a parent needs to fucking do.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, a.k.a. Stacks.
Vince.
I'm Rich.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All of that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinker. Woo! White people, claps in the building. You know what I mean? Make sure you like. Make sure you comment. Make sure you subscribe. Because, once again, it's a lonely road that we have a multitude of y'all watching this. All 45, 80 of y'all that watch this every single fucking week. Maybe bi-weekly, depending on when we, you know, drop.
It is tax season, so if y'all won't, you can send your money to our email and stuff, and we'll flip that to you and get it back to you, and, you know.
Yeah. At some point. And it is also tax season. You can, I know a couple people that can, you can claim their kids. If you put it in the comments, hey, Nas and Vince.
Yes.
I need y'all to claim one of my kids. I'm a felon and I can't do my taxes anymore. I'm a three-time. And you gotta, like I said, we don't want regular felons. We want people that's on their third strike.
That hard shit. And it's almost no looking back.
No 25 to life. Like, you can't even see the kids. And we want those type of children for to claim on our taxes.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. We have Reese here. We have Reese.
Speaking of felons.
Yes, she is a convicted felon, a two-time convicted felon, and she she is a chronic robber.
Yeah.
I have never seen somebody rob so many places at once.
She steals a lot of perfume and shit.
Yeah.
Just it's
now.
That's why
I
you don't see
look
her
into that.
She's been on death row twice.
Twice, and she's escaped. She's she was featured. You know that movie, Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, that
she
was her.
actually
that's
featured.
Me.
In
that's
that.
That's why you can't see me. I'm on the run.
You know the lady that couldn't talk on Orange Is the New Black.
That's her.
That's
her. She found her voice. She had a good singing
voice.
Yeah,
she did. She did. And who else? You ever, and you would see her featured in.
All right. Because
she was in a Freaknik documentary.
She was in a Freaknik documentary. And you would see her featured in Scare Straight. As you would see that little girl.
Okay.
You know.
That's traumatizing. That's very traumatizing for me.
And last thing, she was actually in 30 Days In. is it 30 Days or 60 Days In?
This life of crime started at a very early age for Charisse.
It really did.
Yeah. Would you want to like elaborate on how
she started stealing her mother's perfume first?
Yeah. That's how it started?
I did, actually. I have. Sorry, Carol. But yeah, and I actually did go on Beyond Scared Straight.
Yeah.
Before it was televised. I think it was a great experience. That's why I'm here today, not doing any crime.
Well, we're keeping you on the right track. We're actually, and this is why Awkward Thinking is such a great podcast, because we hire convicted felons.
Yes. So if you know somebody who,
we're
not hiring right now, but you know, they can put in an application.
Exactly.
And we'll look at it.
But back to it. Welcome back for another week of fucking awkwardness, niggas and niggas.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I'm kind of going through it this week.
You are? Talk to me. Let's have a frame moment.
It was, you know, this kind of been a rough week. Akira Toriyama.
Who the fuck is that?
Dragon Ball Z creator.
Watch
your motherfucking mouth.
I didn't know who the fuck that was.
Jeez.
Yes. And so if you've ever been a motherfucking kid growing up in the early 2000s, you know, leaving school, as soon as you got out of school, you ran home to some motherfucking Dragon Ball Z and you watched that nigga beat Frieza ass. And power up and scream for 7 episodes and then, you know, wipe some shit.
I like how, like, anime people have a niche people now. Like, y'all got your own community. Like, niggas don't look at y'all as weird. Like, niggas really, y'all came up from the fucking ground floor. Like, motherfuckers was wearing the Pikachu ears. I'm like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. People who love anime have a certain type of confidence. I am not gonna lie to you, bro. For you to be that bold in statements of what you're wearing, how die hard you was to love something like that and not give a fuck about who is teasing you or bullying you, nigga, that is commendable.
It really is.
I feel like what that is it, again, and we've talked about this, that's the lack of confidence on other people's end. Because it was like, nigga, are you really just mad that I feel comfortable wearing this shit? And so because I feel comfortable, you want to try to, like, make me feel uncomfortable wearing it?
Yeah. Vince has our house looking like Hot Topic. It's random fucking posters of anime. I came in the house. I was like, what the fuck is going on? But, yeah, man.
The house needed some life and some love. So I had to, you know, just sprinkle that shit around a little
bit.
The
house is down, man. The house is down. But we going to bring it back up. You know what I'm saying? Because when the Lord does what, Sharice?
No.
He going to rain it down because of what, Sharice?
Don't bring my Lord in this. Don't bring the Lord in this at all.
We had a couch moment. It was nice. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. We seen the Nick documentary, and I think it was something to see. It was boring to a certain extent.
The Freak Nick?
No, not Freak Nick. Well, Freak Nick, yes.
Stop.
That's gonna be the episode name. It's gonna be Freak Nick, and it's gonna be Dan Schneider like.
It Freak is Nick. Crazy that both documentaries dropped Nick. At the same time.
Yeah, Freak Nick and Freak Nick.
It's hard to confuse them. Or not hard, but it's easy to confuse them.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Besides all the traumatic stories that we heard about Nick, everybody's like, oh, my childhood is fucking ruined. They ruined my fucking childhood. I still had a fucking ball. All those skits, I still remember. I was like, Nick, I remember this. I love this. I love this skit.
It's sad.
It's sad as fuck. All right, let's set the mood back. It was sad as fuck.
Bitch, did you?
It was sad as fuck.
No, that shit, it was sad just because it's like these people, and I told Nas, I'm like, bro, these people was bringing us so much joy, like we watching this shit. I'm, again, coming home right after school, throwing this shit on. This is my little time to tune in. And the whole time, like, it was shit going on behind the scenes that we did not know about. Like, it was a whole story unfolding behind the scenes versus a story like we watching and we being told. And I don't know. It's kind of really sad when you think about how young those actors were. Mm-hmm. Like, it's sad for that to happen to anybody. But, nigga, to be being promised, like, hey, I'm giving you a future and this and that, and then to be manipulated and, you know, all that shit was just horrible as fuck.
My thing is, I have like 2 points to that. One, my first point is like, you know, as a kid, you was like, I want to do this. I want to be this star. I want to be a Nick. I want to go to the Kids' Choice Awards. I want to have a show. I want to be on a show like that. And that was very inspirational for me, even, you know, what's doing this shit now. Like, this was like I want to have my own show to do shit like that. So seeing that turn and flip and what they had to do, and it's kind of like I'm grateful, you know what I mean, because it's only because it's like you never know what you're asking for, you know what I mean, and you never know what is like the behind the scenes of it all, you know what I mean, and or how you would develop. And some of these people are like homeless as fuck, like really deranged and fucked up, like, you know, so it's like it may look like the glitz and the glamour, and it's like, and that goes with anything across the board. Yeah. Like, oh, I want this lifestyle, but you don't know what the fuck they going through just because they got $1 million of range, and they could be doing some god crazy shit.
The grass ain't always greener on the side. Yep,
it might be a little brown.
It might be. It might be spray paint.
Because God is what, Sharice?
A lot of that was crazy, though, and then for so many people to still have, like, the same experience and across the board, like Disney Channel and Nickelodeon, it ain't just Nick.
I ain't gonna lie, the Disney kids probably like, we ain't had it that hard. Like,
y'all gotta pay attention. Disney kids are speaking. They have podcasts and they have shows and stuff, and they speak about it. Allison Stoner speaks up all the time. I'm forgetting her real name, but the girl who played Kim Possible, she speaks up all the time. She has a podcast. She brings other stars. Christy Romano. She brings even Stevens.
She was like, should I tell my story now? I'm like, oh, shit.
Chantelise Vanderbilt, I think. Something like that.
It's so crazy, though. And you know, and my second point to that is, like, you see the – I don't want to use that word because I don't know if that's going to null – know my point. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to use a big word. But you see the difference in perspective of a white parent and a black parent. Mm-hmm. And I hate to make it a race thing, but you see that. Like, it was a part in a documentary where it was the guy, he was a producer from fucking Nebraska. Or not even Nebraska, some weird-ass place that mm-hmm. nobody visits. And he was writing a journal, and he was like, oh, I have these feelings of pedophilia. Yeah. I have this and this and that. And then he emails one of the little girls that's on the cast mm-hmm. with his, you know, genitalia the out picture and pitch and all mm-hmm. that, you know, all that crazy
a
shit.
A young-ass girl, not no
disgusting. She was literally like 13.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it's like, you know, she sees it, you know what I mean? She runs to her parent. And, you know, to my parent, I would be like, you're my protector. You're mm-hmm. the person that I know that this means safety. I'm showing mm-hmm. you this. And you say, well, I don't know if I want to call the fucking cops.
Yeah.
You bitch.
And then your reasoning is not like my daughter is asking me, please don't do this. And I got to take into consideration what she wants or whatever. You're saying, I don't want people to think I'm a bad parent. So because mm-hmm. I don't want people to think I'm a bad parent, I'm not going to do what a parent needs to fucking do. And that part, that's the problem. We got to stop feeling like it's not about you. It's not about what anybody interprets of you. Your daughter needs help. And this man could have been stopped maybe a long time ago, because then he ended up writing in that same fucking journal or multiple, whichever one, how he went in there and was kissing a fucking a kid in her bedroom. And my thing is, too,
that was
even
weird.
What parents? Why are you letting a grown-ass man come into your daughter's bedroom and then in there playing games? I don't give a fuck what kind of producer you are,
it's
what you doing.
It's weird as fuck.
I think with a lot of things, it's not defending that.
You think it's a time?
It's not even a time, because I'm going to use an example. Like, all right, D4 has a child. He trusts me with his child that Nas is going to be protective. And
but you and
D4 band.
Have been through things together.
Granted, yes, mm-hmm. but that same thing could be that camaraderie with a parent. Like, if my kid shows up to work every day and this is a person that, like, say Sharice, I talk to Sharice every day. We talk about this and this and this and that. They watch my kid. They make sure that kid is safe. So in mm-hmm. that person's head, this person doesn't give me weird vibes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And all right, my kid is okay. Now, will I be like, oh, yeah, if you don't have kids, you're not. What the fuck is you, mm-hmm. my kid, being around you for? Mm-hmm. Like, in that regard or type mm-hmm. shit like that. But I think it's some type of familiarity with that to where it's like, okay, I can leave my kid with this person, and it's mm-hmm. not going to be okay. Because there's been plenty of times my mom has left me with an uncle or aunt, and they drove me to a school, or I stayed at their house because my mom had to go to work. So it's stuff
but
like that.
That's
a whole different thing, because it's family.
Yeah.
And not saying that
family
can't
is
do
nasty.
That, right. But it gives them a little bit more trust because it is family.
Yeah.
But if it's just somebody like a coworker or somebody mm-hmm. – I'm not going to trust you fully than I would trust my brother, my sister, or a best friend or something like that, because we have a relationship. I know you, like, through and through.
Yeah.
I don't know this person, but mm-hmm. it just inside work. Mm-hmm. So you still shouldn't, like, give somebody full trust mm-hmm. over your child like that when it's not family, not friends.
Yeah.
Especially depending on what age your child is at. Yeah, like you have to know your child. You got to know if your child is someone who's going to speak up if they feel like something is wrong. Mm-hmm. You got to know, like, not even just speak up to you, but just speak up in the moment. It, mm-hmm. like, and things happen in the moment, so, but whatever. But we know, as an uncle, I know my niece and nephews, who's going to say what. Yeah. As a mm-hmm. person who worked with kids, I know which kids are going to say, hey, these things need to be said, or this happened, or whatever. And you got to know that as a parent. And you just, as a parent, you got to be overly cautious. You have to treat everybody like they're already a pervert. I'm sorry to say it, but your family is one mm-hmm. thing, and family is nasty as fuck, too. So don't mm-hmm. get it twisted. But the people you work with and interact with, especially when it comes to how they deal with your mm-hmm. kid, if I don't know you and I ain't grow up with you and I don't actually work with you like one-on-one and this and that, you're not getting one-on-one time with my kid, like outside of like the sports and stuff and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm not letting you into my house for you to be in the bedroom with my kid.
Especially not in no bedroom.
Yes, everything needs to be out.
And I feel like, if your kid is under a certain age already, like, I feel like they should always have some type of guardian with them. Mm-hmm. If they can't, like, you know, just do for themselves, like, if they're not over, like, if they're not a teenager yet.
Yeah.
Like, they should always have some type of guardian. I don't even give a fuck if she was, like, your older brother has to come mm-hmm. or your sister or your uncle something. Or somebody has to come because, like, this is a kid.
And on top of that, it was like, for the black parent, it was such like a mind fuck. Mm. You know what I mean? Because it was like, she was like, well, you know, I'm speaking out on these things. Like, this doesn't seem cool, but everybody else seems like I'm ruining the fun. So I kind of don't want to do too much.
And this is that one.
My child, and this is one of my child's dreams to be on this. He's a star. He loves this lifestyle. So am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? Like, for, you know, shit.
And I can understand that.
When she spoke and was like, because they went on to say that the little boy at the time, he got dropped from the show after two seasons or whatever. And like she spoke about watching him break down from that and then thinking like it was her. And then also having to pull himself together. And the way she described it, she said, like, you see this little crumpled up boy and you see this man kind of come out of him like it's the way she described it, but I like the way she described it, but it's like, you seen the erasure of the little boy, that spirit, that innocence and everything. You seen him have to, like, prepare himself and root himself as a man now. And that, like she said, that's hard. You can't get that back. Like, once that happens, there's no, like, changing that back or whatever. And my heart really broke for her, because I understand, like, you don't want to be somebody who's like picky and like, oh, I'm a nagger or whatever. And you know, especially black women, they always get that label of being hard to work with, being, you know, difficult or whatever. And as a parent, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna be extra as fuck about my kid. Why the fuck do y'all got dogs licking my kid? Why is he in these kind of outfits? Why are y'all doing this? I need to know what is this for? Who's getting off to this? Because something got to be going on. And then Drake's mom. You did your son a disservice. And I hate to say that because I'm not a parent, and I would hate to be in one of these situations years later and, you know, whatever. But his dad spoke up to you and said, don't have my son near this man. I don't really trust him. Don't leave them alone. Like, don't – whatever you do, don't leave them alone. And then to know, like, okay, this man – kind of actively drove a wedge between everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the problems only came from him. And you like, oh, well, I'm going to send my kid in the city with him. I'm going to let him come pick him up and drive him over wherever, and then I'm going to let him spend the night. And all that shit was going on to Drake. And like Drake said, it was unimaginable shit.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can imagine happened. And so, like, to think about that, to think about somebody as young as he was and have to go through that and experience that, and then, like, hold that. And then you didn't even communicate with his dad. Like, he called his dad to say, yeah, they got him. Mm-hmm. And his dad was like, I'm so happy that didn't happen to you. You know how fucked up that would? And just being in Drake's situation, that shit would have broke my spirit. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even know. And I don't want to tell you this. Like, so I just, Jesus, like, his mom, she needed
the ball
she,
on
yeah,
that.
She
dropped the ball.
That wasn't okay at all. Like, we don't know what could have been prevented or whatever, but we need to start listening to fathers more and let niggas be, let fathers parent instead of, like, because that's all it was. You got him out of the house, and then he was vulnerable once he was out of the house.
And I think that's the thing. Like, for it to come from a father is, like, that speaks volumes, because usually, like, fathers just be like, well, do your thing. I'm gonna stay back here. I'm gonna chill. Usually that's a mother who will be like, see some stuff like that and, like, notice something like, oh, something ain't right. And
why the fuck didn't you notice? How did the girlfriend's mother notice, like, this was
what?
This ain't right? And I'm so glad that what that took place there and at that time, because she was like, did you see that or are you confused?
What? Four. Oh. How we got 4 minutes?
We kind of getting the boot a little early. We gonna go ahead and just kind of wrap this thing up. Protect your kids and protect other people's kids. Be a protector for kids, and not just for kids, but for people in general.
And listen to your kids. Like, when they tell you something, don't just brush it off. Literally listen to what they're saying. Don't think it's like, oh yeah, it's just nonsense. No, listen to them. Investigate. See what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Talk to your kids beforehand too, and just let them know that it's okay to watch out for these things. It's okay to come and speak to you about certain things. All that, let it be clear, and on the flow.
This is my positive message. Was that your positive message?
I guess.
Was that your positive message as well? That, I ain't gonna lie, that messed me up a little bit. My time is a little messed up. But shit, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
I'm saying special guest.
Freeze.
Yes, there we go. Thank you for being Aquawater. See you next week.
You're gross.
You're fucking gross.
And he's gonna get up right after.